Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Thankfully, we won't see any of the horrific weather that the mid-north coast experienced yesterday afternoon up around Coffs Harbour and surrounds. The whole region was being pelted by giant hailstones.
Yeah, now Coffs Harbour isn't that far from the Queensland border, is it? So maybe it was a way of keeping people out of Queensland.
No, you reckon?
it was Anastasia again is behind this.
You reckon like maybe Dom P and her have teamed up to control the weather? I don't know if they've gone that far, but on the news last night, it was crazy. People running for cover as giant chunks of hail rained from the skies. Oh, I think everybody in the Coffs region basically felt how I do when I get dragged to a romantic comedy movie. It was just hail everywhere, out on the roads. Imagine being in a car on the Princes Highway when you've got hail coming down. Like, you know, people were turning to prayer. It was that bad.
Oh, mate, stop in front of me. He's got a smashed windscreen. Jesus!
Help me now!
Yeah, it was mad. And then at the local shopping centre, the car park, there were cars everywhere just... thousands, if not millions of dollars in damage caused to cars in the local shopping centre car park.
It's like we're in a war bloody zone.
Off. Well, spare a thought for the trolley boys. For them, it's like the opening scenes of Saving Private Ryan. They're like, no trolley left behind. Come on, you can make it.
Oh.
Hail everywhere inside the shopping centres. It was causing chaos. One Lowe's store, the roof collapsed because of the weight of the hail and the rain.
<And Lowe's. laughs>
It was crazy, but people were obviously showing off the size of the hail.
Oh, that's always compared to like... cricket ball.
It's always a ball. Golf ball size, cricket ball size. People yesterday were claiming it was lawn bowl size.
Whoa, we've never gone that big before. That's a big claim.
I know. But unfortunately, it won't set a record because it was Queensland that is going to get the record. In Mackay a few days earlier, they got pelted by a massive hail storm. And the hail that they got has set a record.
So we're talking, you know, bigger than mangoes, 16 centimetres, and that will overtake at least the largest hailstone recorded in Australia.
That's Dean Naramore from the Bureau of Meteorology saying, yeah, the Mackay hailstorm has set the record for the largest hailstones, mango-sized. I normally look forward to mango season, but if it's involving hailstones like that, don't want to see it. I just find it's ironic. We've all been like, let us out of lockdown. Let us out of lockdown. The minute we get outside, the sky starts raining giant chunks of ice. You're like, I'm going back inside now. Bye-bye.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
Work experience. Getting towards that time of year when seniors at high school often contact local businesses. Although I think the schools mainly run the program now. They say to the kids, what do you want to do? And then they reach out to local businesses to see if the kids can get a placement for a couple of weeks to learn the ropes about whatever particular industry that they're interested in having a career with.
Yeah, and some people get so lucky with their work experience too. Actually, when I was at high school, I put in for work experience at a radio station.
Oh, is that right?
Didn't work out.
Oh, okay.
Instead, I got a sports store, Rebel Sport in Wollongong when I was 16, finished the 2 weeks there. I worked every day like I was a normal member of staff. I was selling things to people. I was just... running the place almost as well.
Yeah.
After 2 weeks, the boss was like, all right, you've done a good job. Maybe I'll give you a discount on something you buy. It's like, all right, bought myself a backpack.
A discount after 2 weeks of work?
Yep. I bought a backpack, which was, I think was around $70, and he gave it to me for like $37.50. I was like, gee, thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Bit rough.
What a cheap ass.
I know.
I will pay you in those little packets of desiccant that you find in the shoe boxes. Here you go. You can have those. It'll keep out the moisture.
Yeah.
There you go, young Hutsy. Run along.
In comparison, a guy I played cricket with did work experience for, I think, with the Australian cricket team or Cricket New South Wales or something like that.
Mm.
He was in the room when Steve Waugh announced his retirement to the cricket team, the Australian cricket team.
Wow, that
was
huge.
Got to hang around the players and do all sorts. I'm like, geez.
Meanwhile, you're there smelling people's stinky feet.
Sneaking into
try
the SCG.
On another pair of Nikes or whatever.
Great. What about you?
For me, it was going to the paper, the Gold Coast. What was it? Can't remember the name of the newspaper
it doesn't
now.
Doesn't exist anymore.
I did work at the newspaper, but 1-300-92-1250. We want to hear about your work experience.
Yeah.
We've had kids come through the station here.
Definitely.
Some had some great local kids spend a couple of weeks with us over the past few years. What about you? Where did you do your work experience? How old were you? Simon in Numbug, a friend of the show. Simon, where did you do your work experience, mate?
First place was at a place called Max Pierce Engineering, which is still there under a different name down in Bega Street in Bega.
Did they have to change their name because of something you did, Simon, or...?
No, it's still there, still.
Okay, was this Jackie?
In spite of me being there, yeah.
How did you go? Did it ignite a spark deep down inside you? Did you have work experience there, or you're like, oh, maybe this isn't for me? Or
No, I enjoyed it, but there just wasn't a job on offer at the end of the year, and then another one came up, so I went and did another work experience at a place called Bega Glass, and ended doing a glazier's apprenticeship there. Left school and started work straight away. Left school on the Friday and started on the Monday.
What are they called, glaziers? Are they glass jockeys or something? Is it just glazier? There's no nickname for it?
I think it's just glazier. I don't think it's any, like, cool name.
Do you remember making any huge mistakes, though, during your work experience, Simon?
I don't really remember. I don't think I made any massive ones, but you were just sort of always trying to, like, not be in the way. And then, you know, if there was nothing much doing, you'd pick up a broom and... there was always something to clean up or tidy up.
Did they catch you with any jokes back in the day? You know, like on a trade site, someone might say, can you grab me a left-handed screwdriver or something like that?
Yeah, there was a thing called an acetylene bomb that a few people will know about, that you used to fill a balloon with acetylene gas, and then you'd have a long string on it, and you'd light the string and let it go, and it would float up, and then it would just... once the string burned up to the thing, it's like pretty flammable gas, so it'd go boom and it scared the living hell out of you.
So they got you with that a couple of times.
That's got to run, yeah.
All right, mate. Well, thanks for chatting with us about your work experience.
Yeah, no worries.
Cheers, Simon. 1-300-92-1250. Tell us about your first work experience.
Yeah.
Sharon in Currawan, what happened with your time in work experience?
Oh, I worked through the Liverpool Fairfield Champion newspaper as work experience, but I wasn't very good at it.
All right. What did they have you doing?
Well, I got the scoop of this century with, all the editor and all the journos were in their office talking about what stories they were going to do for the week, and somebody rang up and said, we're going to be protesting Badgerys Creek Airport today at 12 o'clock, and I didn't pass on the message.
Oh, Sharon.
I'm never going to be an investigative journalist ever.
Just put on the bowler hat, grab the coat and run out with the microphone.
Yeah, that's it. That was back in 1986, and like 35 years later, they're still talking about putting
kicking the pants. Go work in the classified section.
That's right.
So how long did you last on work experience? Just that day, or that was it?
No, I got 2 weeks out of it, so they were very nice.
Oh, that's good.
And then you got the old don't come Monday after.
Yeah, that's right. Don't call us, we'll call you.
Oh, and that was the end of your career as a journo. Oh, well, at least you had some fun there. Sounds like it was a blast, Sharon. Thanks for giving us a call.
No worries. Thank you.
See ya. Gold Coast Bulletin was where I did my work experience. Yeah. And, I just remember doing a story about a doctor going on a bike ride, and then we got him in the Lycra with a stethoscope around his neck, and he rode his bike down the corridor of Gold Coast Hospital and had the photographer there. And it's still somewhere at home, but wanted to be a newspaper reporter, and I'm glad that I didn't go down that route.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
People are just getting so creative this day and age when it comes to smuggling drugs. Doing the wrong thing, totally. There was a guy earlier on this week smuggling a prison guard and a bodybuilder trying to smuggle in, I think, some tobacco and other illicit substances in a protein shaker.
Yeah.
A little bit strange.
It's just sad. It's like, if you're that much of a genius when it comes to this sort of stuff, turn it towards, like, you know, non-illegal activities or legal activities.
Like most people, I'm very anti-drugs. You look at people that do drugs, and I don't think there's one case where someone's life has gotten any better from doing it. It only goes in one direction. You know, we've seen other people smuggling. I think it was over somewhere in South America, or I think someone was smuggling drugs by looking like they were pregnant inside a watermelon or something on a bus trying to get over state lines. It's just getting completely out of hand. But
that's when the bus driver said, excuse me, sir.
Yeah. Unless she got caught on the set of speed, and it turned out it was a very big day for that woman. But, yeah, in Australia, of all places, this has been the latest one. Two people have been charged over allegedly importing 18 kilograms of methamphetamine to Western Australia disguised in a plastic container of black wall coating paste. I'll let that just sink in for a second.
What's that?
Just black, like something that you get in like a 20-litre tub with the metal handle, I guess, to coat the walls of your house.
Was it like an undercoat or something?
Maybe.
Before you do painting.
It's ridiculous. It was actually, they launched a big investigation on this earlier on this month, and basically they intercepted a package which they then sent to the US. They x-rayed it. It shows inconsistencies, obviously, with the sniffer dogs, and like, okay, this one's been flagged. So it came back to Australia. They removed all the drugs from it, put some other stuff in there to then wait for the people to pick it up. A big operation. Imagine how exciting that would be for a day at work for you, where you're just like, all right, you're just waiting there, you know, in the car on a stakeout waiting for someone to pick up the package. Lo and behold, they pick up the package and, yeah, they're going to find themselves in quite a bit of trouble. 18 kilograms and I think it's around about $18 million worth of drugs there as well.
How do they come up with this?
I don't know.
Because I know here at Power FM, if we want to have an idea for something, we all sit around have a brainstorm session and try to come up with creative ideas. Is this what the drug smugglers do? Are they in a boardroom somewhere and go, all right, guys, so as you've seen from border security, you know, Australia's onto us when it comes to smuggling a lot of our illicit substances. We've tried to smuggle them inside teddy bears. We've soaked them in the pages of books. They're onto us on that. What's some ideas on other ways we can get drugs into Australia and really mess up the Aussies?
Back shelf isn't working anymore.
No.
Imagine their homework. Their homework would be literally to go home and watch, you know, Border Security and Border Patrol, those sort of shows.
Everyone's homework is to come in tomorrow with five ideas on new ways we can smuggle drugs into
Australia. Right. And talking about ideas, I really think, you know, one day they were sort of sitting around during lockdown. I reckon they got the idea when it comes to, you know, a wall coating paste that gives you a psychedelic effect. I reckon they were watching this movie.
Lickable wallpaper. The strawberries taste like strawberries. The snozberries taste like snozberries.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.